It is said that hearing the spiritual sound vibration produces a sort of awakening in the heart of the conditioned soul to the spiritual reality. So this hearing can be hearing Bhagavat Katha, Srimad Bhagavat, or hearing the holy name. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a famous verse which says, Vasudeva Katha Prishna Purusham Strin Punatihi Bhaktaram Shotrakam Pritcham Tat Pada Salilam Yatha. It is said the Srimad Bhagavat Katha is such a pure spiritual sound vibration that anybody who is speaking it, who is hearing it, who is asking questions about it, all the three people get completely purified, like taking a dip in the Ganges. So such hearing of the Bhagavad Katha, it intensifies one's heart and inspires one's heart to become inspired enough to chant the holy name of Krishna and call for Krishna's shelter. So there is a connection between the hearing of the Bhagavad Katha and hearing of the holy name sound vibration. The chanting of the holy name has to be attentive, has to be done with absorption, and that is the purpose of hearing the pastimes. When we hear the pastimes of the Lord, we will get inspired to remember the Lord in our mind, hold the remembrance of the Lord in the mind, and also call out the holy names properly. Because in material life, we don't commit many offenses. Just like Jagannamadai, they never committed any offenses to Vaishnavas before. But there is no spiritual advantage either. And they will be simply rotting in the cycle of birth and death over and over again, millions and millions of lifetimes. But when one becomes a devotee, the spiritual life begins. But there is also a problem that begins along with that. Because while chanting the holy name, if one is not absorbed in hearing, then our chanting will be watering the weeds, which may grow in size bigger and bigger and may choke the devotional creeper. And in this way, one will not only lose taste for the holy name, one's heart will become flooded with material desires like Kutinati, Jivahamsa, and Nishiddachar, many other anarthas like that. Somebody may say, why is it like this, that I have become a devotee? Why should heart become filled with such unwanted things? In fact, chanting of the holy name should produce awakening. No, the chanting of the holy name will not produce awakening unless one does it with a certain level of absorption and attentiveness. It's exactly like if somebody does not have a gas stove, then they cannot cook. They have to be just eating whatever is available in the street side, the dirty food which is sold outside. But if you have your own gas stove, then if you use it properly, then you can cook nice food, offer bhoga and accept prasad. But the same fire has a connected danger associated with it. If it is not utilized properly, it can create a huge fire accident and it can destroy so many things. Similarly, as long as you don't chant the holy name, we are rotting in the cycle of birth and death in the material world, not knowing the value of spiritual life. But once we mantra diksha is obtained, if one is taking shelter of a spiritual master and parampara and accepting the holy name, then one should develop one's consciousness sufficiently enough to absorb oneself in the chanting of the holy name properly in order to see the desired results of softening of the heart and elevation of consciousness and attraction for Krishna, attraction for service, all these things. Otherwise, chanting of the holy name will be producing a negative effect, like producing the weeds, which will not only choke the devotional creeper, which may actually degrade a person lower and lower by being callous towards the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.